Five people referenced Joe Biden as the big guy. By Wendell Hasebo on July 30, 2023. Overwhelming evidence suggests the big guy is a moniker that represents President Joe Biden. The moniker appears in an FBI informant form, text messages, and emails between Biden business associates. It also reportedly formed a part of the grand jury investigation into Hunter Biden, which IRS whistleblowers claim was politically influenced to protect the Bidens. When questioned if he is the identity behind the moniker, Joe Biden snapped, "Why do you ask such a dumb question?" At least five individuals involved in the family business referenced Joe Biden as the big guy. 1. Mykola Slachevsky. An FBI informant form publicly revealed Thursday shows Slachevsky referred to Joe Biden as the big guy. Slachevsky is the founder of Burisma Holdings. An FBI informant claimed in a FD-1023 form that Slachevsky bribed Joe and Hunter Biden with $5 million each. CHS mentioned Slachevsky might have difficulty explaining suspicious wire transfers that may evidence any illicit payments to the Bidens. Slachevsky responded he did not send any funds directly to the big guy, which CHS understood was a reference to Joe Biden. 2. Gary Shapley. IRS whistleblower Gary Shapley said the leadership of the DOJ's criminal investigation of Hunter Biden for alleged tax and gun violations prevented subordinates from investigating the big guy. The whistleblower told Republicans. Among other things, we wanted to question Walker about an email that said, 10 held by H for the big guy. We had obvious questions like who was H, who the big guy was, and why this percentage was to be held separately with the association hidden. But also Wolf interjected and said she did not want to ask about the big guy and stated she did not want to ask questions about Dad. When multiple people in the room spoke up and objected that we had to ask, she responded, there's no specific criminality to that line of questioning. 3. James Gillier. Hunter Biden's business partner, James Gillier, dubbed Joe Biden the big guy in a 2017 email. Gillier used the moniker for Joe Biden in his May 13, 2017, email to whistleblower Tony Bobulinski, who confirmed the big guy was a reference to Joe Biden. The 2017 email revealed a business deal between Bobulinski, the Biden family, and high-ranking members of the Chinese Communist Party would include 10% held by H for the big guy. Gillier also called Joe Biden the big guy a second time on October 14, 2020. In an exchange with a panicked unnamed person, the New York Post reported. Gillier was asked if Hunter and or Joe's campaign would try to make it oh, we were never involved, and try to basically make us collateral damage. I don't see how that would work for them, Gillier responded in the 6:07 p.m. message reviewed by the Post. I think in the scenario that he wins they would just leave sleeping dogs lie, Gillier added. If they lose, honestly, I don't think that the big guy really cares about that because he'll be too busy focusing on all the other ST he is doing. 4. Jeff Roger. An executive at wealth management company Glenmead Trust Company, Jeff Roger, used the moniker in an email to Hunter Biden about then-Vice President Joe Biden's appearance at a dinner at Whitehall Neck Sportsman Club, a private club in Delaware in 2013. Rogers wrote to the president's son, Huntsy Below. I was not there but heard all about it. The big guy made them happy. 5. Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden used the big guy moniker in a 2014 email to Chuck Harpal, a trade union lobbyist, with whom Hunter Biden hoped to set a meeting between the head of the North American Building Trades Union and Joe Biden. The email came after not receiving a response after using an official channel. I'll work on it, but is there any issue I should know about before I go around everyone and straight to him? Hunter questioned. What works best for you and I, is for you to call the union president first. Say you talk to me and that you want to get all the facts before you talk to the big guy, Harpal replied. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.